Hi, Bill Neff with you on this 10th day of April. Thanks for tuning in for this edition of Morning and Evening. Luke tells us in his Gospel in chapter 23, verse 33, that Jesus was taken to be crucified to the place which is called Calvary, or the Aramaic word for it is Golgotha. And our mentor, Charles Spurgeon, directs his comments to that today. The hill of comfort is the hill of Calvary. The house of consolation is built with the wood of the cross. The temple of heavenly blessing is founded upon the broken rock, broken by the spear that pierced his side. No scene in sacred history ever gladdens the soul like Calvary's tragedy. Light springs from the midday midnight of Golgotha, and every herb of the field blooms sweetly beneath the shadow of the once cursed tree. In that place of thirst, grace has dug a fountain that always gushes with waters pure as crystal, each drop capable of alleviating the troubles of mankind. If you have had times of conflict in your life, then you know how much comfort can come to you from places like Gethsemane, Gabbatha, and Golgotha. The bitter herbs of Gethsemane have often taken away the bitterness of your life. The scourge of Gabbatha has often scourged away your cares, and the groans of Calvary yields us comfort rare and rich. We never should have known Christ's love in all of its heights and depths if he had not died, nor could we guess the Father's deep affection if he had not given his Son to us to die. The common mercies we enjoy day to day all sing of love, just like a seashell put to our ears whispers of the deep sea from which it came. But if we desire to hear the ocean itself, we must look at the crucifixion itself. If you wish to know love, then take the time to reflect on Calvary and see the man of sorrows die. And that's Charles Spurgeon, with more reflection on the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ based on Luke 23:33. Don't forget that a transcript of this reading is available to you online at our website, the address morningandevening.org.